HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for Colorado event, festival, and travel information. Biowinter has evolved a whirlwind of travel around Colorado. Most recently, I was in Winter Park covering Grand Park Dog Days, a sanctioned dog sled race. Many front rangers have fond memories of Winter Park, and there's a good reason why. This really is a comfortable ski area where anyone can feel at home. There's no reason to put on airs in Winter Park or Grand County. While there, I got a sled dog ride with Dog Sled Rides of Winter Park, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Keep tabs on HeidiTown.com for write-ups on this entire trip. This coming weekend, I'm off to Grand Junction to see what Mesa County has to offer the wintertime visitor. Tag along by following me on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and see my photos instantly by joining me on Instagram. And quickly, before we talk about what's coming up, if you haven't driven through HeidiTown lately, you've missed my Follies in Ski School at Breckenridge, Adventures Snowmobiling in Grand Lake, and much more. For the next couple weekends, let's start right here in Fort Collins because one of my favorite events starts Friday. It's Great Plates, and it's a chance for you to try out more than 35 restaurants in Northern Colorado by taking advantage of this dining tradition. Great Plates runs March 1st through March 14th, and you can see menus and participating restaurants by going to downtownfortcollins.com. Great Plates isn't just about indulging in delicious food. It's also a fundraiser for a food bank of Larimer County. So it's all about eating for a great cause. And speaking of good causes, March's HeidiTown Gives Back recipient will be Disabled Resource Services, an organization right here in Fort Collins. DRS helps people with all types of disabilities who live in Larimer and Jackson counties. Each year, nearly 6,000 people benefit from their services. I picked Disabled Resource Services because their major event of the year is always held in March. Winefest celebrates 31 years on March 22nd. The event takes place at the Hilton and features wine tasting, beer, food, live music, blackjack tables, a raffle, and silent and live auctions. To get all the details, go to winefestfc.org. If you'd like to take a little road trip this weekend, Leadville would be an excellent destination. It's the Leadville Skijoring Weekend. Skijoring is the Scandinavian words for ski driving, and in Scandinavia, people would ski behind reindeer as a method of transportation. Here in Colorado, however, this tradition has been tweaked a little, and in 1948, it became a serious competition, and has been so ever since. That's right, the Leadville Skijoring Competition is considered the preeminent event in the sport, and there are no reindeer involved. Instead, some very brave skiers are pulled behind some very competent cowboys and cowgirls on horseback. They go for speed, they go over jumps, and if you think this event sounds like a crowd pleaser, it most definitely is. I've witnessed a similar event at Carnival in Steamboat Springs, and I'd advise you to bring a camera and get ready to be astounded. The event is March 2nd through the 3rd, and you can get more details at visitleadvilleco.com or on HeidiTown. I've covered this event as a featured festival, and I've outlined some other activities you can do in Leadville, like ice skating on their 30,000-foot skating rink, tubing on Dutch Henry Sledding Hill, skiing the Mineral Belt, and visiting the National Mining Hall of Fame and Museum. I'm running out of time, but right now, the latest featured festival on HeidiTown is Frozen Dead Guy Days in Nederland, so swing by and read all about it. That's all for now. See you in 2 weeks. I'm sure I will have stories to share about Grand Junction. As always, you can join the town's block party on Facebook at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB and follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown. Thanks so much for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.